Support for the Alaska Live series of live music and conversation on KUAC comes from Design Alaska. Design Alaska, architecture and engineering for the new frontier. And it is my pleasure to introduce the treble here on Alaska Live in the KUAC studios, all the way from Winnipeg, Manitoba. Thanks for coming in, you guys.
Thanks for having us.
That's a long way to travel.
Yeah, you bet.
Because Winnipeg's on the other side, not the Alaska side of...
We're right smack in the middle of North America.
I'm from Kansas. I know that. I know that well.
Yeah.
Well, let's introduce the band. I think I can do at least a decent job with first names. We've got Mark and Dana doing some vocals here, and Samantha on violin, Colin on keys and vocals, and Jesse playing bass. And thanks to Gary Toth for getting a bass amp for us at really last minute from the UAF music department. They're reeling from their construction and moving in on first day of classes, and they got you a bass amp, Jesse.
Oh, yeah.
All right, so you guys are here for the Far North Fiddle Fest. And glad to see that there's a fiddle in the band, Samantha.
Yes. Well, actually, I'm not normally with the treble, but last summer we got together and ended up doing a music video together and collaborating, and we loved it so much that we had to do it again.
Nice. And we would only do it in Alaska, so here we are. one stipulation.
She actually did come all the way from the East Coast, too. So.
Yeah, I came the furthest.
Oh, welcome.
I win.
Yeah, it's... It was a four-member band before, I thought, and then I saw on your Facebook, I was like, no, they're a five-member band, and then they showed up with a beautiful fiddle player, too. Yeah, so just...
really, the wild card.
Yeah, absolutely, and how appropriate that you show up for the Far North Fiddle Fest that's going on here this weekend in Fairbanks.
Yes.
Hey, what do you want to share with us to start?
I guess we could tell you a little bit about who we are and...
Sure. If you want to launch into a song, and then you can tell us, because, you know...
For sure.
People,
sounds good.
Music says a thousand words.
I like it.
This is the treble live.
Take singing over talking any day.
This is the treble awesome. Live on Alaska Live here on KUAC.
Get my read in Boston, I hear no haven got under your skin. While I was making my name back in 204 North, these places that I'd never been. Maybe we'll get lost in New England, I hear the ocean, it's all kinds of blue. Though I knew I'd be somewhere with someone someday, I'd take nowhere and nothing with you. Oh, 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 maybe I was made to miss you. Oh, 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 but I'm sick and tired of waiting, wishing till you believe in cowboys and airplanes. Sweet baby James is playing in my head, 'cause I believe wishing on freight trains to carry me over to you. So I got lost down in North Dakota, just busking and begging for change. So I got all kinds of crazy thinking maybe there were angels leading me along on my way. Oh, 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 maybe I was made to miss you. Oh, oh, oh. Maybe I could take you with me till you believe in cowboys and airplanes. Sweet baby James is playing in my head, 'cause I believe in wishing on freight trains to carry me over to you. And I heard that you would know where to be from. thought he was around. And I swore I would keep you safe and warm from the cold. Playing in my head, 'cause I believe in wishing on freight trains to carry me over to you. And do you believe? Do you believe? Na 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 na, they could carry me over.
Wow, that was a gorgeous song, I have to say, from The Treble here live at Alaska Live. That's you don't even have a guitar in the band. Wow. I realized that when we were setting up. I was like, oh, well, this is a different band than I've seen in a while. Sometimes there's four guitars in the band, yeah. You know? And so that's different. You've got two singers that have no instruments today, but I assume that sometimes you do.
We, we're normally a five-piece band, and we do have a guitar player. But he's caught up in Winnipeg right now. He'll be here for the festival on Saturday. But we were playing some songs with Samantha last night, and it was sounding, we really liked the way it sounded, so we figured we'd put together a few arrangements for the show today.
Well, thank you. So this is a unique version of The Treble just for Alaska Live.
It's actually the first time we've performed it. So.
Yeah, the first time we've actually performed like this.
Oh, nice. Yeah. Well, it sounded just gorgeous. And I can really tell that you focus on lyrics and the harmonies. And that's something in a band that everybody likes to see and hear, I think.
Yeah, we... I don't know. Boston was a kind of a funny song when it all came together.
Did you write that? Was it, you know, I'm sure you've been asked this question so many times. Was it before or after the Boston?
Well, it was well before.
Okay.
It was I don't know how long ago. It's
been a year.
Yeah, we did an event. We do a charity event called 24 Shows in 24 Hours, and every year we do a song for it. It's kind of a funny event. You play a show every hour on the hour and raise money for a different charity.
Is it at the same venue at least?
No, different venues all over town. So like bars, restaurants, coffee shops, hair salons, accountants' offices. Everybody kind of chips in.
I love that idea. I'm going to steal it from Winnipeg one of these days.
It's been fun. But we kind of write a song for it every year, and this year it was Boston. So that was, I guess, in September. Mm-hmm. Of this year. September of last year. But the song really didn't come together. We had a few different choruses that we'd written, and it only finally really came together with the harmonies, and I think that's always been a part of, we all, like, there's five of us, and we all really like singing together, and these guys have some pretty sweet voices.
They do.
I like singing with them. So.
Yeah.
The first time that I ever got to play with The Treble was in my hometown, and I think it was in a living room that I first heard you guys sing, and it was incredible. Like, I was overwhelmed to hear all these harmonies come together and just kind of sing a cappella with, you know, just in a living room. It was incredible. It gave me goosebumps, so it made me excited to collaborate.
Yeah, and the fiddle can be just another voice in the band, too. It's so lyrical. And
absolutely.
It mimics a voice so nicely, too.
Oh, thank you.
On one of your video clips, you're singing in the indoor pool at a hotel.
Oh, yeah.
And it's such great acoustics in there, yeah, you know? It's like the biggest shower, you know? And you're all singing, and that's cool. That kind of just shows the fun that you guys obviously have together, and almost like brothers, it seems like.
Yeah, it's a really good group of guys, and I think that's the thing. We all really just love playing music, and that's kind of what we try and take everywhere we go.
How did the Far North Fiddle Festival, how did these Fairbanks folks find you as a band?
That was a great sentence.
Yes, I did it. Not even practice.
I mean, Samantha kind of alluded to it a few minutes ago there. It was really all because of that video. We were on tour on the East Coast last summer, and a friend of ours knew Sam, and we, you know, we kind of talked about doing a video, and so we ended up just kind of locking ourselves in a basement for about 10 and a half hours, and
that was a long time.
We brought some recording gear with us on tour, and our bass player Pat.
I had a blast. I don't know about you guys, but I was stuck in a room with five cute boys. I was like, bring it on.
Life's rough, Samantha. Life's rough.
Oh, somebody has to do it.
Yeah, so it's kind of like that. We filmed this video, and then the organizers of the festival were looking through Sam's stuff. She's obviously a very talented fiddle player. Yeah. So she belongs here. They said bring the band too, and so we all so we're all meeting up for I guess the second time in about a year here in Alaska.
It's really funny because a lot of us will keep in touch and, you know, emails or Skype and stuff, and I said it's pretty bad that we have to come all the way to Alaska, and we're
Canadian.
Right.
And yeah, so we all have to come to Alaska.
Yeah,
to
this is the first time we've seen her
since that video. Yeah. It's kind of
I know. So it's
such a good reunion. Yeah.
I'm glad
it's happening here. And so Samantha, you are from where in? Not Manitoba.
No, I'm from New Brunswick. So I live in the Moncton area of New Brunswick. So very, very east coast. I'm like 30 minutes from the ocean.
Fiddle Central, isn't it?
No, it is. It is. I've got fiddle all around me. Cape Breton. Yeah. Nova Scotia, Quebec, it's crazy. Mm-hmm. There's something in the water.
Fiddle Central.
Will you be joining them on stage at Herring on Saturday at 7?
Yes.
Great.
Yeah, I'll be doing my own set with Troy McGilvery. We have an awesome...
Oh, they were here last year, the year before on Alaska Live.
Yeah, yeah. So I'm going to do something with Troy, and we're going to do a little bit of a collaboration. There's, like, I think 17 artists here for the festival. So I'm going to do my own set along with a couple other people, and going to join in with the treble, and we're going to do a few songs, and they're going to play as well.
Very cool. Well, I think we're ready to hear another one. The song Boston was just so beautiful. Thanks for opening the show with that one. What's next?
Ooh, Abilene?
Yeah, sure. Abilene would be awesome.
So this is a song we were talking about, the song we did the video for. So this is called Abilene.
The silence breaks to silence, call to arms, my head and my heart and my hands keep shaking, no. As the water rises, rain it starts to pour, I can't see my thoughts, I can't see my floor, I keep shaking, oh, I keep shaking, no. I'm much too young to be married, too scared to lose it all, so I lost my mind, kept tossing, turning, hold on tight, it's to my burning, oh, ocean, oh, my sweet, here's open Abilene, that I care, that I will keep standing on my own. Ears, oh, open Abilene. 1, 2, 3, 4. In my dreams at night, I feel like falling. All my thoughts, I face the wall, but my hands keep shaking, oh. You sweep me off like a late night rock and roll. I take my chances, lose control. I keep shaking, oh, I keep shaking, oh. Thank you, Lord, I'm much too young to be like you. Too old to see right through these nights. Keep tossing, turning, hold on tight. It's to my burning, oh, 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 you know my sweet. Oh, open Abilene, that I can, that I won't keep standing on my own ears. Oh, open Abilene, that you keep talking, talking to me.
to keep talking to me, 'cause I can't sleep. My dreams keep me awake. No more chances left to take. And all these nights keep tossing, turning. Hold on tight, it's to my burning. Oh, 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 you know my sweet. Here's a woman. That I can, that I will keep standing on my own ears. Oh, 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 and I believe. One, two, three, here's hoping I believe.
So haunting and cool. This last song was named Abilene.
Yeah.
And the first one was Boston.
Yeah.
I can't help but notice that you're naming your songs after American cities. I mean, you could tell me that Canada has an Abilene and a Boston, but I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, both of those are... Those names kind of came about in funny ways. I mean, Boston, I just started singing that randomly in a grocery store one day. Like, I was shopping, I was alone, and it was kind of a rainy day, and then I just, like, that melody just kind of started coming into my head, and the first line was, maybe we'll get married in Boston, and I was like, oh, yeah, okay. And that's kind of how that started. Abilene, actually, is a weird one, because I use the word believe a lot in songwriting. And I heard a song that we'd recorded, and I heard myself say Abilene, and I was like, oh, it sounds like I'm saying that. And I don't know the name. It's such a beautiful name I've found. I know there's a city in Texas
and one in Kansas.
And it's also, I guess, a girl's name as well. But
uh-huh.
Yeah,
that's
how that came about, I guess.
I have to ask, your band reminds me a lot of Mumford & Sons. And I'm sure you've heard that before. May not be a new newsflash for you, but Mumford & Sons is a great band, and they've been, you know, making this comeback with this folk-infused music. And did you meet in a similar way they did? I know they met in, like, open mic situations and jam sessions and stuff.
You know what? We met more haphazardly. We, Colin, the piano player, and I kind of, we went to school together, and we'd been paired together to write a French, it was kind of a French battle of the bands, and we got paired together for that. It was a very Canadian thing to be paired for. we ended up writing these two French pop punk songs, if you can imagine what that sounds like, about some girlfriends that had broken up with us. And so that was how we started writing music.
Was this
music
in high school?
Yeah, this is, we were like 17.
It was, yesterday.
It was just yesterday, last week. Uh-huh.
Yeah, and everybody else, we kind of just met along the way. Colin, Graham, and I had written some songs and had decided we were going to finally press a record. And then after that, we realized we needed a band. And so we called up the only bass player we'd ever really played with. We played bass in an old band with a guy named Pat. So we phoned him up after 2 years and just asked him if he wanted to play. And he still did. And he happened to know Dana. And everybody just clicked right away. And that's how it all started.
It pays to keep your friends, no matter how long ago you were friends with them. Pays to keep that in mind and, stay in touch sometimes, even if it is with, Facebook.
Yeah.
8 years later, you know, yeah. Pat is not here today, you said, because he's a school teacher. And he's,
yeah.
Is he teaching music?
No, he teaches, I think, geography right now, actually.
Well, all right. And yeah. So
you can map us here up in Fairbanks.
Yeah, if you notice on their Facebook page, they have like an awesome drawing saying that they were going to Alaska with a penguin.
Oh, really? I didn't see that part.
I know.
Samantha, you're busting
them. I didn't do it. Don't look at me. It was Pat's fault. He's not here, so he gets the blame. But, yeah, so he was the one who kind of did that little drawing up for us. But
that was me that time.
Oh,
that
what? Yeah. It was you.
I know the Colin. Was in Fairbanks. I just thought it was funny.
I'm still waiting to see a polar bear.
It's like going to Texas and drawing an igloo or something. Like, you know it doesn't happen, but...
Yeah, you guys are from Canada. You know that there's no penguins up north. You know that those are down south. Well, the weather is very similar for you guys here. That's nice. And even the name of your new EP is called Northern Lights.
Yeah.
Perfect. You guys are able to see the Northern Lights.
Every once in a while. Yeah, in the country, just outside of the city. But
You're a little farther south than we are up here.
Do you know the good spots here to see them?
Well, are you planning on going out to Chino Hot Springs?
Where are these?
We should.
Aha. Yeah. It's just an hour's drive.
That's
and it's so nice to go and soak in some hot water and look up and be able to see the Northern Lights. That would be nice.
Wow, that'd be amazing.
Yeah, so we're doing that.
Yeah, we'll be doing that
tonight. If you find out that they're out, just get away from the lights, of course. You know, like go past the university a little ways and so
awesome
or go up on Esther or Murphy Dome. Some of your hosts will know exactly where these places are and they'll take you in the middle of the night and the other night I saw pictures. Todd Paris, the UAF photographer from here, he took some Northern Lights pictures from just Monday night that were amazing.
Oh, wow.
Just swirling in the sky and green and so
that'd be nice to see.
Canada was the first place I ever saw the Northern Lights when I was a kid.
No
it was
way.
Outside of Saskatoon. Yeah. They were white, but they were really impressive because I had never seen it before.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Oh, I can't wait. Now we have a mission.
You have to see some Northern Lights.
We did the North Pole yesterday, actually.
Oh, you went to see where Santa lives.
We went to Santa's house.
Very good.
we met the reindeer and everything.
Oh, very good. You know you can see muskox up here, too, at the university. Oh, I'm just checking on the Northern Lights forecast for you, because we have the aurora forecast, of course. And for tonight, it's an index of 3, and so that's moderate, so that's good. The next index is active, so let's see.
We're getting there.
Let's see what tomorrow brings us. Low, but that doesn't mean anything. That means that you could still see them.
Perfect.
Yes.
We'll go tonight, maybe.
Yes. Well, and you just need somebody to have a lookout and, you know, text somebody in the band and say, hey, Northern Lights are out. And then you call everybody and wake everybody up and drag them out of bed. And
perfect.
Yeah. Yes. Yes. You have to see them if you're here in the fall or winter because... In the summertime, we can't see them. Huh. It's too light. So
I feel like we should play Northern Lights now, after all this talk of Northern
Lights.
Hey,
that would probably help your chances of seeing them, too.
You think so?
Uh-huh, yeah. The Treble is here, all the way from Winnipeg, Manitoba, and their newest EP, their newest release is called Northern Lights, and you're going to do the title track.
Yeah, why not?
Great.
Yeah, sure.
As I looked out over that storm, I saw you coming. Fell warm for a moment, I got lost in time. So cold. See, I was burning through the waves to achieve salvation. Moving to the west out of desperation. Leaving my best with people and places. So cold. But I forgot the words I was saying when the cold got lost, got swept away from a place where I felt safe to. And when no one believed in you, Northern Lights keep following me, and it's all because. I didn't have a postcard, a cheap phone call, left a piece of my heart in a shopping mall full of people I'd met, but I don't recall. So cold. But I forgot the words I was saying when the cold got lost, got swept away from a place where I felt safe, trying to be somebody I'm not. The northern lights keep following me, and it's all because of you. And all my memories are washed out of broken windows and places that were keeping me warm. And I'll give you all. You see, it's nothing at all. See, get over and call this what it is. All these messes we've made, maybe the lines that we crossed, little something we lost, so we can never make it back again. No. Keep following me, and it's all because of you. Baby, all of these lights, they've been holding me tight, till I be holding you, holding me.
What a beautiful love song. I'm pretty sure that that's going to bring out the Northern Lights for you guys.
Fingers crossed.
Perfect.
Fingers crossed. The band The Treble is here joining us for Alaska Live on KUAC. And if you want to find out more of your music and videos, you guys are on Facebook, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, okay. For sure.
And it's not The Treble. It's The Treble, like the music cleft treble.
Yes, treble cleft.
Yes. Spelled T-R-E-B-L-E.
Nice.
Yeah. I'm sure that's caused some confusion in your band life.
Yeah, every now and then.
They're on the way here, actually.
I at first I thought I was hosting The Treble, and that sounded like a lot of trouble, but in a good way.
They still are trouble.
And yes.
Yeah, you haven't known us for long enough, I guess.
And now I realize when they ran off to get coffee and danishes before the show, when I came back with Jesse and the bass amp, I was like, where's the rest of the band? Oh, they went over to the Wood Center to get coffee. I said, I'm going to rename them The Treble. It's true. But all was well. You guys were here in time to even get refreshments.
We couldn't find the campus pub, so.
Oh! Yeah. It was in the same building you were in.
Next time.
Yes, you can go there after them. I don't know. I bet they're open. First day of classes. I'm pretty sure they'd probably be open. And they have a lot of music over there, too, at the UAF pub, which is nice. And you guys are playing a concert here in town this weekend. It's on Saturday, right, at Herring Auditorium.
Yeah. Yeah, we've got we've actually got a pretty busy week lined up. Yeah. The festival is it's a really, really neat organizing committee that have put this whole thing together. And so we're actually right after this, we're headed over to do some workshops, and kind of all the musicians do these workshops, and you kind of teach people a little bit about your instrument or songwriting, and people can ask questions and kind of interact with the artists.
So you guys are going to teach people some singing and how to harmonize with, wow, yes, that's awesome.
Yeah, and then we've got, they're actually doing an event at Ivory Jack's tonight as well.
Okay.
So we'll be playing a show there.
Out in the beautiful Goldstream Valley.
Yeah. And then we're the big show Saturday night, and it should be one to watch. We caught the preview last night. We were listening to a bunch of the other artists, the Jeremy Kittle Band, and many of the other artists just kind of jamming.
Is Nathaniel
Smith?
Cellist, yeah, Smith.
No, he's not here, but okay. They have another cello player with them, Tristan, and he's amazing as well.
Oh, from the Bee Eaters.
Well, from Crooked Still?
Crooked Still.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
I get all those bands so confused because they all
play
with each
other. We all look the same and we all play the same.
Yeah. I swear some of them are siblings and they're not, but some of them are siblings actually. And yeah.
It's true. It's true. That's fair. You get a pass for that.
Yeah. Like Brittany Haas and yeah.
Yeah. And Natalie. And so every time I see them, I'm like, which instrument do they have? Oh, okay. Cello, Natalie. Great. Go.
I know. And this Far North Fiddle Fest benefits the Hospice of Fairbanks. And Dr. Andrew Cox brought you, I saw him walking through. I thought, oh, he's sitting right over there.
Yeah.
He's sitting in the other room listening to us saying, say the right things. Introduce it right.
Watchful eye.
But yeah, you guys are what was described as the feature or the headliner band, the Treble, for the Saturday night show. Yeah. Yeah. I don't know if you knew that.
It's kind of an honor. Like I was saying, we were listening to everybody jamming the other night, and there are some fabulously talented musicians that are going to be playing on Saturday night, and it's definitely one to watch.
Yeah, it's going to be a great show. Like, I think even I was talking to my family before I got on the plane, and I said, I just feel so almost not nervous, but just so anxious because I knew of all of the musicians that were going to be here. And I was like, this has the opportunity and the chance to be phenomenal and just something for the record books, because it's going to be a great collaboration, great show, and I think it's going to be the best concert ever.
It broke my heart that I couldn't have every band in here for Alaska Live this year, because I've had Jeremy Kittle and Nathaniel Smith in. I've had the Troy McGilvery trio and Caitlin Warbelow and Kyle Sena and all these people, you know, and I was like, well, oh, okay, there's a different band that you want to send me. Well, I've already had those bands on. I guess I'll take a chance. And I'm glad I did, because you guys are great also.
Well, thank you for having us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, thank you very much.
You bet. And Colin, you had to bring your keyboards all the way from Winnipeg?
All the way from Winnipeg.
Yeah.
It was more of a just-in-case thing, in case stuff like this that we had to do. And yeah. I didn't want to be left without a piano or... you know, singing with Mark and Dana with no other instruments.
So are you used to playing an actual piano, not an electronic keyboard?
I normally play a keyboard. If I get the chance to play a piano, I jump at the opportunity.
Yeah, we had a little gathering last night at Dr. Cox's, and it was amazing because he had this gorgeous grand piano that we kind of all got to jam on. So it was very magical.
Yeah, I get to play those maybe twice a year if I'm lucky. So
Herring Auditorium has one of the nicest ones in town.
Nice. Perfect.
I had Bruce Adolph, the piano puzzler guy from Performance Today. Yeah. He was here for Alaska Live, and I said, there is no way we can shove a grand piano into the studio. It won't fit in the door, for one thing, and we can't knock out a wall for that. I said, you know, we will tune up, and we will find the best upright piano in the building for you, Bruce. And, you know, he's such a trooper. He said, okay, just have it tuned. And he played an upright for Alaska Live, and that was so nice. And,
wow.
You know, I realize upright pianos are more of a practice piano.
I kind of like the sound of them, though, too.
Do you?
A little
okay,
older,
cool.
Kind of.
Yeah, actually, Colin has a video on YouTube playing the upright, and it's beautiful.
It's definitely got a certain sound to it, though.
It does. You know, it has more of that... saloon bar sound to
exactly.
It.
And
back in the gold mine days sound. Where do you take your sound from? I hear we were just in Canada, so we were driving up the Alcan, and I was listening to a lot to the CBC and getting their like folk pop, the alternative, adult alternative, whatever you call it these days. and so I can definitely hear that influence in your band. Did you all grow up in Winnipeg?
I think so. Everyone except Sam.
Yeah, except Samantha. Yeah.
I bring the Celtic little East Coast side.
Right.
Yeah, we've got a few influences. I mean, Manitoba definitely is a big influence, and folk music is kind of the life. It's
Neil
kind
Young.
Of folk and rock and roll are kind of the thing. So I mean, I think we draw a lot from that. Like our guitar player Graham, who's one of the songwriters, is really he's heavily influenced by that stuff. And Patrick, the bass player, he's always played actually in Irish Celtic bands. And then myself, I kind of grew up listening to like James Taylor. Now I listen to anything from punk rock to Taylor Swift. So
the Young Dubliners were just up here last weekend here in Fairbanks. Yeah, they're so fun. And yeah, I hear all of those things in your music, and I think you've taken the really beautiful parts and put it into the energy of your band.
Thank you.
How'd you pick up the alternate bass player for the show? This is not the bass player that you will be playing with on Saturday. This is Jesse.
No, I'm playing.
No, Jesse's playing on Saturday.
Oh,
yeah, Jesse's kind of he's taking the trip with us.
Oh, you're not getting your position bumped.
No.
Go away. We're gonna keep him.
Yeah. He's a keeper.
We like Jesse.
Yeah, we like Jesse.
Jesse plays in a band back home, kind of a rock and roll band called the Proud Sons. Uh-huh. We've played a lot of shows together. Kind of, it's been a few years. We've been playing together a fair bit. So.
So his music is not your music is not new to him, and his music is not new to you.
Yeah, we're kind of friends and. Local rivals too. So. Yeah.
The same goes on up here in Alaska. You can never tell who's going to show up for the band that has that same name, but they've got different people in it because they're all friends already, and they've all been playing together for so many years. So, well, welcome to Alaska.
Thank you for having me.
Is this your first time in Alaska, all of you?
Yeah.
Really?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yay!
It's been really fun.
You think of Canada as being so close, but Manitoba is not all that close, too.
No, I actually Google mapped how far of a drive it would be from Winnipeg to Fairbanks, and it's roughly 4,300 kilometers. So I don't know exactly how that, maybe 32 or 3,300 miles?
Yeah.
So, yeah. Well, you wouldn't accidentally find yourself in Alaska.
Wrong turns wouldn't take you here.
You went 3,300 miles.
Easier for me to go to London than it would for me to go to Alaska, which is crazy when you think about it because they're just next door. But, like, yeah.
Sort of, yeah. We drove 5,100 miles round trip from Fairbanks to Eugene, Oregon and back. Just in August. It was so fun. And I really enjoyed listening to your CBC. Have you guys played on the CBC yet?
We have. We've been on there a few times.
Yeah. I bet.
Yeah, they do a really good job.
Yeah.
Especially on the national programs. There's Gian Gomeshi has a great show.
I got a little crush on
It's okay. Like everybody does.
Samantha, is that true? All the girls have a crush on, on Q.
Just a little bit.
Uh-huh. Q host. We have Q on one of our HD2 stations. I can't tell you exactly when it is, but I know it's on there. Well, do you want to sing and play one more?
Yeah.
Or two more?
How many you got?
Yeah, I love Wagon Wheel.
Yeah, okay. We'll do, so this one's a cover. It's one of the only covers we play, and Sam's going to play it with us, too.
Familiar with this one.
Yeah, you guys, if you know it, then you can actually gather around the mic if you want to sing along. Yeah, so this is by the Old Crow Medicine Show. It's called Wagon Wheel.
Heading down south to the land of the pines, I'm thumbing my way in the North Carolina. Stared at the road, pray to God I see headlights. I made it down the coast in 17 hours, picking me a bouquet of dogwood flowers. And I'm hoping for Raleigh so I can see my baby tonight. So rock me, mama, like a wagon wheel. Rock me, mama, any way you feel. Hey, mama, rock me. Rock me, mama, like the wind in the rain. Rock me, mama, like a southbound train. Hey, mama, rock me. I've been running from the cold. I've been to New England. I was born to be a fiddler in an old-time string band. My baby plays the guitar. I pick a banjo now.
North Country winters keep getting me. No, I lose my money playing poker, so I top and leave, but I ain't turning back. Living that old life no more. So rock me, mama, like a wagon wheel. Rock me, mama, any way you feel. Hey, mama, rock me. Rock me, mama, like the wind in the rain. Rock me, mama, like a southbound train. Hey, mama, rock me. Walking the south out of a road, no. Caught a trucker out of Philly, had a nice long talk. East out of west to the Cumberland Gap, Johnson City, Tennessee. Now I gotta get a wife for the sun. Hear my baby call in my name, I know she's the only one. If I die in Raleigh, at least I will die free. So rock me, mama, like a wagon wheel. Rock me, mama, anyway. Hey, mama, rock me. Rock me, mama, like the wind in the rain. Rock me, mama, like a southbound train. Hey, mama, rock me. Hey, mama, rock.
You turned that one into like a rock ballad. Old Crow Medicine Show does it more like a string band tune, and I like it that you took it and made it your own. That's really fun. And you do mostly originals, like you said, and that's just one of the covers that you do. So that's really cool that you can do mostly originals and then pick up a song here and there that's in the popular lexicon these days.
Yeah, we like only taking the ones that really inspire us. Mm-hmm. You know, kind of, it's hard to pick covers. So that one's been with us for, I guess, about 5 years now.
Yeah. Right from the first time I ever played with you guys.
Yeah.
So yeah.
Dana, where was it that you first played with them?
I got a call from Pat. Asking me if I wanted to play, that he was playing drums in some band and that he was they were looking for a drummer. So I listened to the music, and I remember it was on November 16th, and I remember this because they had a show on the 28th, so I had 12 days to learn all of the material and then play a show. And we had played, you know, we played the first EP front to back. And then we needed more material. So they said, well, you want to try playing this song? And so that was on stage. And I had never heard the song before in my life, and neither had Pat, the bass player. So we just winged it. And from then on, we...
Initiation.
Yeah, we've played it at every show, I think, that we've...
And for a singer to wing it means mumbling.
Well, yeah, that's the thing. I play drums normally in the band. So in this song, you know, you were saying about how it's a rock. Like we turned it into a rock ballad. Like I play full drum kit to this, and so it's a dance. We turned it kind of into a dancing song. So yeah, but it's a fun one to play.
Nice. Oh, so you. You usually sing from the drums.
Yeah.
All Levon Helm band style.
Yeah. Yeah. See, like when we do stuff like this, I'll come and I'll just help Mark out with some backups. But normally I'm just crashing around on the drums.
You know, here at Alaska Live, we can put a full drum set in here.
not with Dana yeah. playing, you can't.
Yeah, I play substantially louder than
for the listeners who can't see him. He's like 6'3" and he looks kind of like a tank, covered in tattoos.
Yeah,
There is no quiet down the drums back there. You got to use the plexiglass around you, do you?
No, but I imagine they would probably like that.
One of these days. Yeah, one of these days. You know, there's these brushes.
What?
Yeah. Brush, what?
It always breaks them.
What are those? Yeah, I know. I've actually had those. And I hit them too hard and I crack the handles. And the strings are all falling out.
On Saturday we will get to witness that. No breaking of well, maybe I don't quite know.
Yeah,
but
I'm kind of known for trashing my drum kit at the end of the show.
So rock and roll.
Yeah, Mark has a couple scars in the back of his head from me throwing.
Well, the tom. Normally he throws a tom drum at me right after the song, depending on how he likes my set, and I toss my mic stand back at him. So.
Terrible, but
watch out.
They'll be playing tonight, so
yeah,
come check them out as well.
No, what did you say? Out at Ivory Jacks in the beautiful Goldstream Valley.
Yes, and it starts at seven.
Yeah, the event starts at 7.
Cool.
Yeah, that's gonna be a really fun show.
And it's the treble. And is there another band out there with you too?
Well, all the other musicians actually send. You know more about. You're doing the jam part, right?
It's a big jam.
There's gonna be a jam at the end, and it's like kind of a community jam. So I think everyone's coming. So
everyone's going to be there.
I'm really excited to watch. The talent thing is just
I don't think even the artists know what's going to happen.
Yeah,
tonight,
it's going to be so much fun.
It's going to be really it's going to be really awesome.
And it's really cool because a lot of us are playing for the first time together, doing these, you know, improv collaborations, and although we might know each other or played in the same festivals, this is the first time we kind of get a chance to work together. Just like even Troy McGilvery and I only live just a few hours away from each other, and we've been to the same events, but we've never actually really played together solo. Like, so this kind of gives us an opportunity to jam and kind of work at the kinks. But I mean, we did it last night, and I thought we could have recorded.
Working on the kinks, I want to hear the real thing.
It was a party.
Ah, Alaska, and so you say everybody's invited. Bring instruments and voices, and it'll be a big jam.
It's
very cool, and it'll be the treble and all the far north musicians featured there. It's really neat. Yeah. And the workshops, can people still sign up for that?
I believe so, yes.
Great.
Yeah, through the website.
Just online through Far North Fiddle Fest.
Far North Fiddle Fest. You can find it on the web, and you can probably still sign up for some workshops. And
yeah, and they have a lot of different, they have beginners, so you can, if you haven't done any type of music really and want to come in and just, you know, kind of get started or see if you're interested, everyone's welcome. And then they have advanced classes as well. So, there's something for everyone for sure.
You going to teach people how to trash the drums, Dana?
I'm actually going to teach people how to pretend that you're a good drummer by covering it up with flashy stick twirling. So I'm gonna show people how to twirl their sticks and
look cool.
And look cool on the drum kit. Yeah.
That's worth the price of admission right there, I'm sure.
Yes, the ladies want to hang out with Dana.
When you can teach people how to sing from the drums, too. That's not always the easiest thing. Not every band has that feature.
It's actually quite complicated sometimes.
Is it?
Yeah, because you're singing one rhythm and playing another one with all four different in limbs, you know, sometimes it gets complicated. So, yeah. And also having a boom mic coming in here when I'm going, throwing my arms in the air with my sticks.
I'm just sitting here talking on the radio and I whack the mic cables and stuff a lot. And that's that booming sound you hear every once in a while. It's not cool.
We want to get him one of those Britney Spears headset mics.
Yeah.
That would be perfect.
Yeah. Then
that's
I
what
can,
you need.
And I can do whatever I want.
You may not want to do that, actually.
It's easier to throw the tom drum when you're wearing one of those.
Oh, do you have one more? You guys just sing so nice, and it sounds so good. One more.
Yeah.
Coming home.
Sure.
That sounds like a good finale. Coming home?
Sure.
Coming home.
All right.
I've seen frozen bright blue water and the falling of the best go down.
Seen the father of the west. I thought you might have guessed it. I'd have fallen off the edge by now. I've seen canyons and rock-bound lakes. So I cursed that wretched place and swore I'd never go back again with a smile upon my face. Oh, I've seen blues and dazzled stars. Time don't move, you forget who you are. But now it's calling again. I'm coming home tonight. I'm coming home tonight. Used to sing about the city. Oh, and what a pity it was to be home. Now I've been spending too much time upon my own. Oh, oh, oh. You said it wasn't free. If you got chains tied on your knees, I swore it wasn't me. It's only who I've got to be this time. Cause I've seen rain, dazzled stars. Lost my name in a getaway car. Now it's calling again. I'm coming home tonight. I'm coming home tonight. I'm coming home tonight. Oh, I've seen rain and desolate stars. I lost my name in a getaway car tonight. And I've been rolling on my own for way too long. I've seen cold and wildfires burn. Heard the sound of a roar to the crowd in a place I thought I'd never return. Oh, 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 yeah, 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 yeah. I've seen rain and dazzled stars. I lost my name in a getaway car. Now it's calling again. I'm coming home tonight. 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 Just thinking that maybe I just take this moment, rolling alone. But I've only been hoping to find my way back home. Cause I'm coming home, coming home, coming home to all my lonely faces, rolling alone. But I'm only retracing to find my way back home. Cause I'm coming home, coming home tonight. Coming home tonight.
That's really gorgeous. Thanks for doing that one last tune here on Alaska Live. It's the treble made up of Jesse on bass, Colin keys, and Samantha playing the fiddle. Nice. Way to join a great band. And Dana and Mark on vocals. You guys are great.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for having us.
And hope to see you out and about in the Fairbanks community. And yeah, everybody can bring their instruments out and join them tonight out at Ivory Jack's. And the
7 o'clock?
Yeah. And the concert is at 7 at Herring Auditorium, too.
You bet.
Saturday night.
Saturday night, that's right. All right, well, thanks so much. I've been your host for Alaska Live. I'm Lori Neufeld. KUAC's Alaska Live series of live music and conversation with local and visiting artists is provided by a grant from Design Alaska. Design Alaska, architecture and engineering for the new frontier.